those people who are trying to advance TTIP, I think, are meeting opposition that they never would have imagined. And the reasons are very clear, because they believe it'll be bad for workers' rights, environmental standards, for the vulnerable sectors such as our agriculture sector in countries like Ireland. And I do believe that more and more people are becoming aware of it. And my view is that if people are aware of what TTIP could possibly entail, then they will be very anxious about it. And I do think that the pressure will be put to bear on the Irish government to once and for all stand up for the interests of Ireland and ensure that no bad deal is allowed to be implemented without the support of the Irish people.
The Irish government has been very much supportive of TTIP, particularly Richard Bruton. Is there any evidence that they're beginning to take on board the massive campaign you're referring to?
No, the Irish government have been among the chief cheerleaders of TTIP, unfortunately, without giving due consideration, in our view, to the concerns that many of us have raised. And in fact, when we have told them that we believe it could be bad for the interests of Irish farmers, for example, they tell us that they are ensuring that those interests will be protected. Yet, when we submitted freedom of information requests seeking the documentation in terms of correspondence from the Department of Agriculture to the European Commission, the department refused to release it. Now, that to me is a red flag. That's very worrying.
Have any of the issues you've raised been in any way addressed at either Commission level or at EU level or at national level?
Yeah, well, one of the big issues that people have is the ISDS, this Investor State Dispute Settlement Mechanism, which is basically a court that investors can sue governments. And it's probably the primary source of concern for opponents of TTIP right across the European Union. And the European Commission have been going to great lengths to basically try and call ISDS something else, but they haven't actually addressed the concerns that have been raised. So I would go as far as say that the Commission and the governments have heard the cries of opposition, they just haven't listened yet, and the only way they're going to listen is if those cries of opposition increase and become louder, and I think that that's what's going to happen over the next number of months.